as it is written in the book of Isaiah, a portion of chapter 9. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Father of Eternity. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Gospel of John, a portion of chapter 14. Thomas says to Jesus, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus says to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. If thou had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him. Philip says to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus says to him, Am I with thee so much time, and hast thou not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou, Show us the Father? Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The sayings that I speak to you, I speak not from myself, but from the Father who remains in me. He does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is given in his second in the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 3704. That the whole Trinity is in the Lord is known in the Christian world. And yet among these in the other life, the Lord is little thought of. Nay, his human is a stumbling block to many. Because they distinguish the human from the divine, neither do they believe it to be divine. And a man will call himself justified and thus made pure and almost holy. But these people do not think that the Lord was glorified. That is, that his human was made divine, when yet he was conceived from Yahuwah himself. And moreover, no one can be justified, much less sanctified, except from the divine. And indeed, from the Lord's divine human, which is represented and signified in Holy Supper. Where it is expressly said that the bread is his body and the wine is his blood. That the Lord is one with the Father and that he is from eternity and that he rules the universe. Consequently, that he is divine good and divine truth itself is very evident from the word. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.